Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Story of Earth by Robert M. Hazen offers a big history narrative that follows our planet from its origins in ancient stardust to the complex, life-shaped world we inhabit today. Written by a mineralogist and science communicator, the book blends astronomy, geology, chemistry, and biology into a single timeline, showing how Earth became habitable through a sequence of transformative events. Hazen focuses on the deep interplay between rocks and life, arguing that the planet is not a static stage for evolution, but an active participant in it. Readers are guided through the formation of the solar system, the early differentiation of Earth, the appearance of oceans and atmosphere, and the long arc of biological innovation and mass extinctions. Along the way, the book highlights how minerals, tectonics, and climate cycles both constrain and enable life. The result is a coherent, accessible portrait of a living planet that is continually remade by physical and biological processes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from stardust to a structured planet, Hazen begins with the cosmic prelude elements forged in earlier generations of stars, later gathered into the cloud that formed the sun and planets. This framing matters because it connects Earth's story to a wider chemical inheritance, explaining why certain elements are abundant, why others are rare, and how those starting conditions shaped the planet's potential. The book then tracks the early assembly of Earth through accretion, when impacts build a growing body hot enough to melt, separate by density, and develop a metallic core and silicate mantle. These steps establish the engines that drive later change, internal heat, radioactive decay, and gravitational differentiation. Hazen also emphasizes how repeated collisions influence the Earth-Moon system and the planet's rotation, tides, and long-term stability. The early planet is presented as dynamic rather than settled, with magma oceans, intense volcanism, and relentless bombardment. By linking these violent beginnings to later habitability, the book shows that the features we rely on today, such as a magnetic field and a geologically active interior, are consequences of early processes. The topic clarifies why a planet's starting recipe and early history can determine the trajectory toward or away from a life-friendly world. Secondly, oceans, atmosphere, and the challenge of habitability. A central theme is how Earth became a planet with stable surface water and a protective, evolving atmosphere. Hazen explores competing ideas about where water came from, including volcanic outgassing and delivery by water-bearing bodies, and why liquid oceans could persist despite a faint early sun. He also explains that atmospheres are not just blankets of gas, but products of ongoing exchange among the interior, oceans, crust, and living organisms. Volcanic gases, weathering reactions, and ocean chemistry interact to regulate carbon dioxide and climate over geological time. The book highlights feedback loops. Warming can increase weathering that draws down carbon, while cooling can reduce weathering and allow greenhouse gases to accumulate. These long-term stabilizers help explain why Earth avoided permanent runaway states that might sterilize the surface. Hazen pays attention to the importance of plate tectonics and recycling, which continually refreshes nutrients, modifies continents and seafloor, and helps manage atmospheric composition. This topic underscores that habitability is not a single event, but a maintained condition, produced by coupled systems that can shift suddenly and recover slowly. Thirdly, the mineral evolution of Earth. Hazen is known for the idea that minerals have a history, and the book uses mineral diversity as a way to read planetary change. Early Earth likely had a limited mineral inventory, dominated by high-temperature phases formed in igneous settings. Over time, as the crust differentiated, oceans formed, and the atmosphere changed, new mineral types became possible. Water enables extensive chemical alteration, producing clays and other hydrated minerals that record interactions between rock and fluid. The rise of oxygen in the atmosphere, tied to biological activity, opened the door to a major expansion of mineral species, especially oxides and other oxygen-rich minerals that cannot form in an oxygen-poor world. Hazen presents minerals not merely as passive products, but as active participants. Surfaces can catalyze reactions, concentrate elements, and shape geochemical cycles. Mineral deposits also become archives of environmental conditions, allowing scientists to infer ancient ocean chemistry, temperature ranges, and atmospheric composition. This topic offers a distinctive lens for non-specialists, making the deep past tangible through concrete examples of how Earth's solid materials diversified. It also connects to modern concerns, since many resources and hazards are rooted in the same long mineral history. Fourthly, life and the coevolution of a living planet. Rather than treating biology as an add-on to geology, Hazen emphasizes coevolution. Life changes the planet, and the planet shapes life. The book follows the emergence of early microbial life, the development of metabolisms that exploit chemical gradients, and the gradual transformation of surface environments. A major inflection point is the buildup of oxygen, driven by photosynthesis, which altered ocean and atmospheric chemistry and created opportunities for more energy-intensive life. Hazen connects biological innovations to changes in nutrient cycling, sediment formation, and even the types of rocks that accumulate. He discusses how ecosystems can amplify or dampen environmental shifts, and how the biosphere interacts with climate through carbon burial, methane production, and other processes. The narrative conveys that Earth is not simply habitable. It is habitable in part because life has been engineering its own conditions for billions of years. The book also addresses the long wait between microbial dominance and complex multicellular organisms, using that delay to highlight constraints such as oxygen availability, continental arrangement, and evolutionary contingency. This topic helps readers see evolution and Earth system science as parts of one integrated story. Lastly, Catastrophe, Resilience, and the Future Trajectory of Earth. Hazen explores how Earth's history includes repeated disruptions, large impacts, massive volcanic episodes, supercontinent cycles, rapid climate shifts, and mass extinctions. These events are presented not only as disasters, but as turning points that reshape ecosystems and geochemical regimes. The book explains how extinction can clear ecological space, allowing new groups to diversify, while also emphasizing that recovery is slow and uneven, measured in millions of years. Hazen links catastrophes to Earth system mechanisms such as changes in atmospheric composition, ocean circulation, and nutrient supply, illustrating how tightly coupled the system is. He also highlights the role of plate tectonics in reorganizing continents, altering sea levels, and influencing long-term climate, which can create both stable periods and volatile transitions. In considering the recent past, the narrative naturally sets the stage for present-day human influence, positioning humanity as a geologic scale agent changing carbon cycles, biodiversity, and surface processes. Without relying on sensationalism, this topic encourages readers to compare natural rates of change with modern ones and to think about what resilience means for a planet with complex life. It frames Earth's future as a continuation of deep time dynamics, now complicated by human choices. In conclusion, this book suits curious general readers, students, and lifelong learners who want a unified account of Earth's history without needing a specialist background in geology or biology. It is also valuable for readers who enjoy big-picture science writing and want to understand how separate topics such as plate tectonics, mineral resources, climate, and evolution connect into one story. The practical benefit is perspective by seeing how oceans, atmosphere, rocks, and life continually shape one another. Readers gain a clearer grasp of why Earth is stable in some ways, yet capable of abrupt change. That perspective can sharpen how you interpret modern debates about climate, biodiversity, and resource use, because the book grounds those issues in the logic of Earth system feedbacks and deep time evidence, compared with similar popular science books that focus mainly on fossils, astronomy, or climate alone. Hazen's approach stands out for its emphasis on mineral evolution and the two-way relationship between geology and biology. The interdisciplinary framing makes the narrative feel complete, and the focus on mechanisms rather than trivia increases reread value. For readers seeking one coherent guide to the first 4 billion years, it is a strong purchase. If you would like to support Robert M. Hazen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.